It is Thursday, April 8th. This is Jaguars Happy Hour. Jaguars Happy Hour is presented by Duval Motor Group. And now, a guy who just doesn't need another green jacket, J.P. Shadrick.
Welcome in. It's Jaguars Happy Hour. I'm J.P. Shadrick. Jeff Loggeman alongside today. We've got plenty to get to coming up on the program. A Trevor update. Yes, indeed. What's the latest with what we think will be the future Jaguars quarterback? And where is he today? All that coming up. Calm before the storm, it feels like right now, at least outside the Jags building. A lot going on inside. Final preparations with 3 weeks now until the NFL draft. Logs and I will pick our free agency favorites from the first couple waves of free agency. And we'll go around the National Football League. Plenty of news with a trade of a quarterback, and then a lot happening down in Houston these days as well. And a lot happening this afternoon, Logs. First off, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to see you.
It's a Thursday.
All day.
And I just found out that it's Masters Week.
It's a tradition unlike any other. Logs forgetting what day the Masters start.
Is that bad or what?
I don't know. But there was an announcement earlier today. The Jaguars announced that they will have a draft party. The Travel Camp RV Duval Draft 2021, Thursday, April 29th, 6:30 p.m. So here we go. It's going to be in the stadium, socially distanced. If you're a season ticket member, you can register now.
Now.
And it opens to fans who are not season ticket members on April 15th for whatever's remaining. It could be sold out by
Could
then.
Be. Could be. I think it's cool.
Fun.
Look, I think we're all starting to get moving towards a little bit more normalcy and having those type of events. So it's just, I mean, it's kind of glad to hear that, you know. And I mean, heck, this week I went to the Clay County Fair. I wouldn't even have thought about doing that this time last year, right?
Okay, we're talking fair food here. What did you handle in the fair food department?
Well, first of all, Mr. Jerry Stalvey cooks at the fair every year, okay? And JP, as you know, okay, fried chicken,
yeah,
ribs.
Okay.
What else did I have? Pork chop.
Yeah.
I had French fries, coleslaw,
that's great.
Sweet tea. I think that's all I had.
You didn't have any fried butter or deep fried Oreos?
No. I'm not a fair
funnel
food
cake.
Guy. You know, where you get the funnel cakes and cotton candy and candied apples. I mean, that's not me.
Do you ride the rides too?
I did. And I actually talked my daughter into doing the ride where you get taken up. She's 10. And you get taken up, and then it feels like the bottom drops and you fall. And then it catches, okay? Which, I mean, that's for a 10-year-old. Girl, that's a big deal, right?
For a 39-year-old, that's a big deal.
Well,
for me.
I talked her into doing it. She loved it. The one thing that she wouldn't do that I wouldn't do either, which is this space thing. It's big, long arms, and you spin around in circles the whole time. I was just envisioning myself seeing and tasting the fried chicken a second time, and I said, no, I better not ride
get off this thing. Well, let's note it.
But anyway, I'm just saying it's nice to get back to a little normalcy. You know, here comes the draft, and we're having a draft party. Because the Jags have the number one pick, JP. Did you hear?
We won't have the tilt-a-whirl or the Ferris wheel or any of that stuff for the draft party, but there will be the first overall pick and the 25th overall pick.
That's pretty cool, right?
That's a heck of a ride.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to the draft as a whole, because I think this the top of the draft maybe has more intrigue than any draft in recent years. I mean, think about
bunch
it.
Of quarterbacks.
Quarterback 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and could be, I think Daniel Jeremiah had 5 of the top 7 picks going as quarterbacks this year.
Could be.
Could, it's crazy.
Could very well be, and it just goes to show you the importance of quarterback. And then, you know, obviously we're going to get to this. You got the Sam Darnold trade that happened this week. I mean, it just goes to show you the importance of the quarterback position. And it sure is nice to have the cat's bird seat and sit there and say, yep, we're going to take exactly who we want. And that's Trevor Lawrence.
Well, let's get to the latest on Trevor Lawrence. An update from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network this morning on Twitter.
Isn't he right there?
Well, he's also in Augusta today, by the way. He's been shown on television. But he is not going to Indianapolis, where they're having the medical second visits for prospects. Well, he's getting married this weekend. And, by the way, he's at Augusta National today. But Rappaport also said that he obviously had surgery back in mid-February. He has been throwing over the course of the last 2 weeks. He's not 100% yet, but workouts are starting to look and feel normal, and he's turned the corner health-wise and all good signs, so that is good news.
Here's the thing. Most of the guys that are going to Indianapolis for a what this time of year would be considered the second check, because the combine had happened in under normal years.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. They're going back this time of year typically to get a recheck, because they're not, or there's a question mark about their health, and there's a question about which team is going to be able to get them. There's one person in this draft to where he knows where he's going for the most part. And obviously, Urban Meyer alluded to that fact. He said, well, we're leaning in that direction. And that's a nice way of saying, well, the league has told us that we can't reveal our pick. But yeah, we're leading in that direction. And so I am sure, I wouldn't bet everything on this, but the Jaguars' lead medical guy, Dr. Kevin Kaplan, who's amazing, by the way. He's fixed both my shoulders.
He added a wing to his house because of Jeff Lagerman.
There's no doubt, right? But I'm sure that Dr. Kaplan has been in constant contact with whoever did the surgery on Trevor Lawrence and has gotten updates and everything else. And so it's not as if Trevor Lawrence needs to go back to Indianapolis to be able to have all the other league's doctors or have a couple doctors to be able to take a look at him and then disseminate that information to all the teams in the league. It's not required. There's only one team that needs to know where he's at right now, and that's the Jaguars. And it's obviously reports are all favorable, as you would expect.
Kaplan has the Jeff Lagerman room, the Marquise Lee room also is
got a lot of people's
house.
Rooms.
A lot of guest spaces.
Yeah, I'm going to actually start working for him on a percentage basis because of so many referrals I've been sending him. I think it's only fair that he starts throwing me a commission back.
See? Yeah. You could get into business like this.
I should be his agent, you know, taking a percentage off the
good
top.
Idea.
It'd be good.
If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. Let's move now to Urban Meyer making the rounds. Of course, he was at the Ohio State and Florida Pro Days. He was notably not at the BYU Pro Day. That was well publicized. But, former coach at both of those places, going back around, that made a lot of sense. Well, Urban Meyer also made a cameo appearance last night on All Elite Wrestling. There was not a speaking role, but he was photographed with the champ, Mike Tyson, who apparently has a beef with Jericho these days. I don't know which side Urban is on, but it's interesting. It's his first appearance at All Elite Wrestling. Of course, that's run and owned by Tony Khan. And he's making the rounds. You know, he did that last night. The other day, he goes to the Duval County School Board meeting and honored Dr. Diana Green for being named Superintendent of the Year by the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. Gave her a pair of custom cleats with the school board logo on the side and her name on the top, a certificate of recognition, a bunch of photographs, and all that was on Twitter. So Urban is starting to get out and about a little more in the community. And I think we're just going to see more of this as the spring and summer goes along.
Sure, up to a point.
We got to coach the team, right?
He's got a job to do, okay? So he's not going to be the Jaguars' chairman of the community, okay? He's a head coach, and he's got to coach football. And hopefully we have an in-person offseason for the NFL as a whole, I hope, because – last year when we were here about this time of year and we were talking about what things – we weren't here, actually. We were
at home.
At home, okay, but we were talking. And we were talking, and I made the point, and you obviously agreed with me on this, and that for a football team like the Jaguars that is young and is going to get even younger in this upcoming draft, the importance of off-season workouts is immense. And we knew that the team going into 2020 would be kind of behind the eight ball, so to speak, because they didn't have any kind of OTAs. They didn't have any mini camps. And so we knew that, look, if you were ever going to be more veteran, 2020 was the way you wanted to be more veteran. And the Jaguars weren't that. Well, in 2021, the Jaguars have moved towards being more veteran with the free agent signings that they've had. But they also are going to be incredibly young again because you have a very young team to begin with, that you added some veteran players to that mix in free agency. But then here you are looking at a draft class that could be another very big draft class unless they trade some picks away for future picks, which I'm a big fan of, by the way.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. But they currently have 10 draft picks this year. They made that trade away.
I would love to see them end up somewhere right around 8, 7 or 8, you know, where they trade 2, maybe 3 away for future picks. Why not? I mean, get your quarterback in place, and you know, I'm a big fan of any kind of a middle round pick. If you can trade that for a future pick, and I'm talking 3rd and 4th round picks, if you can trade that away and move up around maybe a round and a half with those picks, I think you'd be crazy not to do that.
Or if you know, if you have a guy that you feel like can be a solid contributor that's right there for you, go ahead and pick him. Right?
Well, yeah. But, JP,
if
I mean,
Brandon Linder's sitting there and staring you in the face in round 3. You pick
yeah, but
him,
here,
right?
Here's the issue. How many Brandon Linders have you had?
Yeah, there aren't
one.
Right.
You know, okay, yeah. So my point is that, look, the first round pick is not a sure thing.
It's a coin flip.
It is. It's basically the first round is about 50-50. Mm-hmm. The second round, the percentages drop. And I haven't – I'd love to – and I'm sure that – because Tony Khan is really big into the numbers thing. And he's a big fan of that. But, I mean, and because the reality is that every round that you go down, so the farther you go back in the draft, the less likelihood that that player or that pick is going to be a successful player in the National Football League. So the way that you combat that roll of the dice, so to speak, is that you increase the number of picks. Then your chance of success, if you're a good picker, okay,
right,
is likely to go up.
That's
if you stink, then you still stink. I mean, you're not your percentages aren't going
up.
Much
more bad players.
You're just going to get more bad players,
right.
And we saw some of that in the history of the Jaguars. So you've got to increase your chances for success.
Yeah.
And by doing that, that's increasing the likelihood of picking one of success, and that's by increasing the picks, if you can.
Logs, we've got plenty ahead. We'll come back with the final weeks of preparation leading into the NFL draft. What's happening right now inside TIAA Bank Field as the Jaguars brass gets ready. A little later, we'll pick our free agency favorites. We'll go around the National Football League. We're off and running. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Forever Vets Animal Hospital has always been about helping animals with same-day appointments, walk-ins, and extended hours. Keeping your pets healthy is important to their experienced and dedicated staff. From preventive care, surgical, diagnostic, and emergency procedures, they offer quality pet care at a reasonable cost. Your pets deserve the best, and that's Forever Vets. Visit ForeverVets.com to learn more and book your first free office exam today. They can't wait to have you as a part of the Forever Vets family.
Jaguars fans, did you know that with Drizzly, you can get Tito's Handmade Vodka delivered to your door in under 60 minutes? Well, you can. And now they're giving all fans $10 off their first order. Use the code JAGS10 at checkout. Just download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com and make sure you're all set to mix it up with Tito's Handmade Vodka for the perfect game day. That's DRIZLY.com. And remember to use the special code JAGS10 to save $10 on your first order. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Committed to the team, committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, ensuring those who serve.
Hi, this is Dr. Patrick Basil of Basil Plastic Surgery and Wellness. I'm a proud veteran of the U.S. Navy, and during my active duty time, I had the amazing privilege to serve our country and those who were wounded in combat. Helping my patients return to a normal life, I was able to provide an unparalleled level of care, which I've carried over to my own private practice today. As the official plastic surgeon of the Jaguars, I would like to wish the Jags best of luck and invite you to visit us at patrickbasilmd.com.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're feeling good now, smiling wider now, seeing brighter now. Bucket dunking now, namasteing now. Popping a wheelie now, living lighter now. You're on Tropic Time now. And on Mondays, try our Jaguars Duval Delight Smoothies for $2.99. And you're roaring louder now, end zone dancing now, sipping spirit now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Jaguars Happy Hour is presented in part by TIAA Bank, created to serve, built to perform. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
Welcome back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour, presented by the Duval Motor Company. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Joe Fortunato on the audio, and Brent Reber on the video today on Jaguars.com. Glad you're along with us. If you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals and join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit Jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. That reminds me, you know, there was a few years ago, you did a video series on Jaguars.com of like football fundamental practice, fundamental things. Remember that?
I did.
What was that called? You remember that?
I don't remember exactly what it was called.
But it was like training camp time. You were out there. What is this drill?
Yeah,
what
was
this drill?
Yeah, I'm getting a little older now, so I'm going to use you, JP.
Oh, great! Yeah,
as the example setter. I'll just be like a coach, saying, "Hey, JP, get in that stand. Show them how to do this."
Okay.
No, we did that a couple years ago where we were showing kind of positional drills and training and. And it was fun, and it definitely taxed my body just doing some of those things.
It's been a little bit, eh?
Yeah, so I'm looking for volunteers, and JP has already raised his hand for me when we talked about that, and going to get Dave to Candace also.
Big.
He's going to volunteer.
That'd be nice.
Max is also going to be out there, and so he's my offensive lineman. Reber is going to be.
Reber.
Yeah, I got
studio.
A team. I got
That's
a team
four.
Ready
we
to
need-
go.
We need we need one more for the five-man sled, though. I don't know who's going to do the fifth. No? I don't know what's going to happen.
I won't be doing those kind of videos anymore, JP, to where I will be demonstrating the drills. Yeah, I'm done with that. Yeah.
We've got 3 weeks until the NFL draft.
Looking forward to it.
3 weeks from tonight, in fact. Round one.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What's the first draft that you remember?
That's a great question.
Because I think everybody has
yeah.
has an experience of remembering their first draft. And, I mean, obviously I had an experience with the draft as a college player.
We hear it most every week, yes, during the season. That's a good one because it was always televised, but it wasn't a big grand
spectacle.
It wasn't
a big deal for a long time.
Until right around 2000, right? It's kind of when it became this phenomenon at night with the red carpet and the whole thing.
Sure.
I mean, the year Aaron Rodgers slid is the one that kind of stands out in my
mind.
Yeah,
that's the one a lot of people remember.
And just seeing him in the green room like he just ate a peach pit, you know?
I thought he did a marvelous job of handling it.
Right. But that's a tough slide, you know. That was one that's The ones before that, I was too young for the big quarterback draft in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's probably the one. You just put me on the spot. So
no, it's because it's an interesting thing because I think most people, I mean, when you think back on what's the first draft that you remember, most people would be like you. And, yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, most of the stuff has been kind of recent. Because it is. I mean, it's a recent phenomenon.
That's right.
And to where it's become must-watch primetime television nowadays.
It's funny, like, the different sports approach to their drafts, right? Baseball's trying to do something similar to this.
They can't, though.
But it's just totally different.
Well, the problem with baseball is that the prospects that they're drafting aren't known to people.
Right, and they're college kids. They're still playing at that time. So
well, there's college guys playing in football, too. But my point is college football, people know college football players that are really good. Right. People know who Trevor Lawrence is.
Right. Correct.
Okay, and they know very well who Trevor Lawrence is.
Right.
They may not know the pitcher from Stanford who goes first overall that throws 105.
And, by the way, there's 50 rounds of the baseball draft. Like, you know, half the guys aren't going to come anyway, even
basketball,
if they get drafted.
Basketball's kind of a
– that's become a big deal.
That's a good watch.
Because they've got the lottery
to start. I'm watching the superstar at Duke,
yeah.
You know, or North Carolina or Gonzaga nowadays or Baylor nowadays. I mean, it's – you know what I mean? So you have an idea who these people are, and so there's got to be some familiarity with it to really kind of follow it. And that's, I think, the beauty of the NFL draft is they've done an amazing job, and obviously college football is big. And so but the draft process as a whole, I know for being a prospect, is a little different than when I went through it because nowadays the top prospects have an invitation to go to the draft itself.
Yeah. I'd say even the process leading up, like the whole pre-draft process is totally different from when you were around. The traveling to teams to visit all these different interviews and workouts. And
we had the workouts.
All that stuff.
Right? We had the combine when I was there.
Yeah.
We had individual workouts, but there wasn't – like at other bigger schools, there was big workouts when I was in college. But at
Virginia's not a big school.
Look, we didn't have a ton of prospects.
What are you talking about? We went to the Birmingham Bowl.
We didn't have our pro day, okay? I remember the Cowboys were – because when I graduated from – or not when I graduated, but after the college football season, I went to the East-West Shrine Game. I went to two college All-Star games.
All that,
The Blue-Gray.
In Montgomery.
In Montgomery in Alabama, which was not a great All-Star game to go to, but it was competition nonetheless.
Christmas Day.
It was.
If I remember right.
And then I went to the East-West Shrine Game, and it was interesting, the East-West Shrine Game, I was obviously on the East – and our coaches were Mike Godfrey, was the head coach at Pitt.
Sure. He's from Mobile.
And then our assistant coach was the head coach of the University of Miami, which was Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yep.
Which right after that, Jimmy takes the job because Jerry Jones buys the Cowboys. Jimmy takes the job to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, Jimmy had coached me in the East-West Shrine Game and had a great time with Jimmy there. He was an awesome coach to work with. And he liked me, and he wanted to pick me in round two, he told me. This is after the fact. I had worked out for their pro personnel guy, their linebackers coach, and then Dave Wannstedt, who was their defensive coordinator. I had, like, three different workouts just for the Cowboys.
Wow.
And so that's what you did back then. You had multiple workouts. If somebody came in and said, hey, you know, I get a call from the football office at UVA and say, hey, Jeff, so-and-so is here from the Cleveland Browns and wants to know if you can work out this afternoon. Yeah, sure, I'll be by.
I'll be by later.
So, I mean, it was one of those things where you worked out. Basically, you were on call to work out whenever.
And they would come there. You wouldn't fly.
No. No, we never flew to any other facility. We had didn't even really have phone calls so much as it was in-person conversations when they came in. But no traveling to a team facility. So it was a little different. But leading up to the draft, I mean, I just remember the only thing you were thinking of is that don't do anything stupid, okay? Don't step in a hole and blow a knee. Don't ride a horse and hurt your shoulder or your back. Don't climb a tree and then, you know, tear something in your arm. I mean,
bubble wrap yourself.
You were trying to be
just bubble wrap.
Look, after the draft, okay, that's fine. You know,
sign that contract.
Yeah, once you got the contract. But no, it was It was fun. It was fun. Fun leading up to the draft, but it was. I can tell you this, JP. It did have some anxiety as from a player standpoint because you're getting ready to venture into something that you have no control over.
Yeah, and it's the rest of your life ahead of you too.
It really is. Somebody is making the decision on where your life's course is going, and so that's a little unnerving. You know, when I was leading up the draft, I just remember thinking to myself, just don't send me to some big giant city somewhere. Send me to a Midwestern city, a smaller city.
We end up in New York, the Big Apple.
It didn't go as planned.
I love it.
But it turned out good nonetheless.
3 weeks away now. So I'm curious, and I'd love to hear what Trent Baalke would have to say about this. I think we'll probably hear from him before draft night. But you know, at what point do you put a cover on the draft board and quit changing order? And
you've already done that. You've already done that. Yeah, I think the last thing in the world that you want to do, especially when you're a couple weeks away from the draft, is you don't want to be swayed by the rumor mills that's going to be churning throughout.
It is silly season. Right
well, it's
now,
it's the like. Last couple weeks leading up to the draft. There's all kinds of things that end up getting reported. Just like Fields, a quarterback, is the last one in and the first one to leave, that information that went out from Dan Orlovsky, who is a former NFL player who should know better than that. But I mean, that was unfortunate. But it's not like this is something that is crazy and hasn't happened in the past. I mean, this has happened for years.
Yeah.
And that's why I say the cover is already pretty much done. Typically, personnel departments have their mock drafts in about a month prior to or 3 weeks prior to.
About right now.
And most of those mock drafts have already happened. Some of them might still be happening. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they've got their board stacked. And they're not going to change their board in the last couple weeks. The only thing that would change their board, the way it's stacked, from now until the draft, is that if something unfortunate happens to the player, like he falls out of a tree and falls off of a horse.
Or whatever. Okay. Somebody horse riding
or
prospects.
Some type of second medical opinion.
Right. If something comes out of Indy this week.
That is factual.
Yeah.
Nothing will change the status of the players based on rumor or what somebody else is saying or if Joe – NFL reporter is tweeting that so-and-so teams don't like this guy anymore because of this, or they like this guy, he's climbing. That shouldn't, and it doesn't influence the majority of the draft boards, the ones that are quality in the National Football League. So the work is done, the hay is in the barn, so to speak, and now is the time, though, to where some preliminary phone calls are being made to jockey for draft position. And I'm not talking about active trades. I mean, there could be an active trade. Look what happened with San Francisco going up to third overall.
Sure.
Could happen. But I think what a lot of teams are doing right now, because they have a feel for wanting to be in certain places where they think they need to be to get certain players. So if their draft position, currently they're not comfortable where they're at, they feel like they need to make a move, whether that be up or whether that be down. They're starting to do right now the preliminary work, contacting other teams. Hey, what would you think if, let's say I'm Trent Baalke, I'm calling up Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, what would you think about, you know, I've got this pick in round two, and I was thinking about moving up, and you're up and or moving down because they have Jaguars obviously in front of them. We're thinking about dropping back a little bit, you know, and maybe picking up a third or fourth round pick. Or, you know, are you interested? And something. So, I mean, those are the kind of things that I think are happening right now. So
feeling it out.
When you're on the clock, you know who to call and who may be a willing partner to work a trade out.
Hey, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. You guys still interested?
Yeah, you still interested? Yeah, and we had that conversation, and I felt told you that, look, I was happy about getting, you know, maybe a fifth-round pick. But, you know, I think I'll back off. I'll take a six if you're willing to do the deal. I mean, those kind of things. I mean, so – because you want to end up having relationships, and Trent Baalke has been around the NFL long enough to know that some of those relationships are still there, even though he hasn't been a general manager in a number of years. And I'm sure that he's refreshed a lot of those relationships over the last 4 or 5 months or whatever it's been.
He does have a history, by the way, of moving around in drafts also, and making moves on draft day and trades and all that. So he has done this a time or two. We've got plenty to come. We're about halfway home on Jaguars Happy Hour. We'll return with our free agency favorites. Been a little bit. We'll review some of the highlights the Jaguars added a few weeks ago, and we'll go around the National Football League a little later. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space to safely do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane or slow down 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with massage, skincare, and stretch. Come in today for more information or visit massageenvy.com for more details.
The reload has begun, and the time for talk is over.
When you grab a seat in this beautiful stadium, you're going to see a team play really fast. I want a team that plays fearless.
Visit Jaguars.com to renew your season tickets and join head coach Urban Meyer for a new era of Jaguars football. Already a season ticket member? Renew your tickets by April 9th and guarantee your seat selection. We'll see you at the bank.
Jaguars fans, are you excited about draft day? Get in on the action. Enter the TIAA Bank Meet the Pick sweepstakes today for your chance to win a special meet and greet experience with the Jaguars draft pick. Learn more at TIAABank.com/meet the pick. No purchase required to enter or win and will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 years and older. Entry period from March 29, 2021 through April 29, 2021. To enter and for official rules, prize description, odds of winning, and other details, visit TIAABank.com/meet the pick. Sponsor and administrator TIAA Bank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Floridians know what it means to stand together. That's why Florida Blue is committed to the people of Florida by providing health care with lower costs and higher quality. Enroll within 60 days of life-changing events, such as losing your job, to get benefits like plans as low as $0 a month and up to $500 per year towards your premiums and wellness rewards. Call 1-800-750-0164 or visit floridablue.com/care today. Florida Blue is a trade name of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Incorporated. These health benefit plans have limitations and exclusions.
Kessler Creative, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has the large format printing services running in high gear, creating large banners for marketing events, full vehicle wraps. Learn how Kessler changes the game with print and direct mail innovation. From eye-catching restaurant menus to real estate yard signs and event displays, Kessler does it all. Kessler Creative, Jacksonville, Florida. Results-driven marketing and a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars Happy Hour is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle. Next Grill, everyone's invited. And Adecco, visit AdeccoUSA.com.
Jaguars Happy Hour rolling along on a Thursday afternoon. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and if you're looking for a way to stay active and eat healthy, you can join Jags alumni players as they teach football fundamentals. And join members of the Roar as they make their favorite dairy snacks. Visit jaguars.com/community to fuel greatness from anywhere. 3 weeks away from the draft. We're a couple weeks removed from the start of, well, about 3 weeks after the start of free agency. And we're going to review our free agency favorites from what was a very large free agency class that came in here this year. A lot of new faces coming around. So, Logs, let's review. Who is your free agency favorite after
you,
a few weeks?
I want you to go.
You want me to start?
Yeah, I want you to start.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start then.
Yeah, you start.
Well, you know probably what's going to happen with the number one overall pick, right? You think, right?
Yeah.
You need
leaning a certain direction, yeah.
They're leaning that way. That's the direction they're leaning. So you need some weapons on offense, some more of that stuff.
Consistent weapons.
You need a salty vet, if you will. Mm-hmm. Somebody to kind of lead the troops and get some certain position groups ready to go. So I love Marvin Jones. Veteran, been in this league now. It'll be his 10th year coming up. He's played at a high level very recently, including the last 2 years under Daryl Bevel's offense in Detroit. He's great off the field, a good family guy and all that. And, you know, he's got a group of young receivers around him now that I think will follow his lead in a lot of ways. And that's the veteran presence they needed, I think. To go with Chark and Laviska Shenault and Colin Johnson and those guys. All good guys anyway, but you put a guy like Marvin Jones in that environment with them, okay, let's go.
Well, you want everybody in the environment to be good. I mean, and here's the thing. All those things you said, you know, good family guy. For me, that stuff doesn't matter. If the guy can play football and play it well,
yeah.
And he's consistent, and he's good in the locker room. Those are the qualities that are always the first and foremost as far as trying to get a guy. And Marvin Jones has been extremely productive. He's been available. He's been consistent. And that's exactly what you need. And he knows the system. So here you go. Now you're bringing in a guy who's carrying the message of the coaching staff, which I talked about the importance of bringing in leadership to help a new staff out. Mm-hmm. Well, he's been in the offense. He knows the offense. And he's a veteran guy that has leadership qualities. All positive.
Perfect.
But for me, I went to the other side of the ball because the other side of the ball is also going to need a ton of work.
They needed a lot of work on defense.
A ton of work. And we know that they have a huge need up front. But if you're going to help make the guys up front better, if you can add a little bit to the secondary and maybe cover a guy a little bit longer, then you have the ability to maybe get the quarterback down. And Shaq Griffin, for me, is my guy as far as my favorite. And number one, he comes from a program that knows what winning is about. He is a winner himself. He's a damn good football player. And in free agency, typically you're not finding a lot of value, which what I mean by value, and that's the term that Trent Baalke likes to use for guys that, okay, if we're paying him $1 million, we're actually getting $2 million in production. Well, in free agency, you pay more probably than what you're actually receiving, but that's okay. That's what you pay in free agency. Sometimes when you pay a lot of money in free agency, it tells you the quality of the player that he is. And Shaq Griffin is a good football player. And he's going to help this defense out. And I'm going to tell you another reason why it's important. There's a big question mark with last year's first-round pick quarterback. Can he be a guy? Can he be the guy? And right now, if you have a veteran guy who's proven to be a really good football player to help your secondary out, that's all positive. And I would probably put JP, if I had to go, and this isn't in the same category because it wasn't a true free agent acquisition, but Malcolm Brown, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, this was a trade that the Jaguars executed, and then he gave up very little to get him because the New Orleans Saints were going to have to part ways with him anyway because of salary cap reasons. This defense needed so much this offseason, and they really needed big bodies up in the middle.
Yes, they did.
And Malcolm Brown is going to be that. It's going to make this team better. And I'm going to tell you, there's two linebackers that are going to absolutely love Malcolm Brown. Okay, two linebackers that depend on that big body right there, number 90, okay, that we're looking at. They're going to depend on him to make sure that the blockers stay off of them. And so I think that's also another big acquisition.
Huge, because
– when I mean big, I mean big for like the team and also big body.
Big body, yeah. Really, really big. And a guy, again, who's been on winning teams.
And he's excited
Patriot.
About coming here.
He's fired up. He's with the Saints. They know what they're doing down there too. And then here we go. He's coming to a team that is on the mend, on the rebuild, if you will, and he's excited for what this team can be. So those are some of our favorites acquisitions. I'm with you on Malcolm Brown. I think he's going to be a good player. A
little disappointing that the Tyson Alualu thing fell through.
Yeah.
But I said this before, and I think most people that have had a chance to get to know Tyson Alualu when he spent time here totally understand it. Look, I mean, family issues, and you know, because you always want what's best for certain players. In some cases, you always want what's best for your team. But you know, I'm happy for Tyson. If staying in Pittsburgh makes him happy, he's such a high quality guy. More power to him. More power to him. And but here's the thing: the Jaguars need to find somebody that's young and ascending, and that can rush the passer from the inside. That's going to be, I think, one of the priorities in this draft, that they find pass rush help inside. And there's some good prospects in this draft class. So they should be able to fill that need in the draft at some point.
It's a lot of needs still. I mean,
look, this team has a lot of needs.
I mean,
end up 1-15 in the first overall pick of the draft is in your hands, that's telling you you got a lot of needs.
By the way, Griffin's contract – 3 years, $45 million with $29 million guaranteed.
It's a lot of money, but that's the way it is in free agency. You know, I mean, look, that's what happens. If you draft better, okay, then you end up having that issue to where you start losing guys in free agency because of that reason. They're getting offered a lot of money, and you can't afford to keep all these high quality players that you're drafting. This team hasn't had that problem lately. Okay, that's the problem that this team needs in the future. Is trying to figure out a way to retain good football players that are good football players, that are good team players, and that you want to keep around. And they haven't had that issue much around here lately.
Jags did sign this past week a linebacker, Damian Wilson, from the Chiefs. Kind of a depth player. He's been in the last two Super Bowl teams, 4 years with the Cowboys before that. Had 10 tackles in this past Super Bowl. And we'll see what kind of role he plays here. A guy who has, again, been in a winning organization. We'll see what kind of contributions Joe Cullen has in mind from Wilson.
Got to be a good football player first now. I mean, before you start talking about all those other things, you know, the first check, the first box that you need to check.
Can he play?
Can he play ball? Okay, then you start worrying about the other things. Okay, what role is he going to fill? Is he a good guy? The first box has got to be checked before you move on to the next one.
Can you play?
Can he play?
Let's come back in a moment. We'll go around the National Football League, and we're heading home. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I am proud to announce that Good Greek Moving and Storage is now the official mover of your Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are making all of the right moves, and you should too. So when it's time for you to move, do it like the Jags and call the Good Greek. Simply dial ** Greek from your cell or go to goodgreek.com. That's goodgreek.com. Good Greek Moving and Storage, official movers of Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with Massage, Skin Care, and Stretch. Come in today for more information or visit MassageEnvy.com for more details.
The reload has begun, and the time for talk is over.
When you grab a seat in this beautiful stadium, you're going to see a team play really fast. I want a team that plays fearless.
Visit Jaguars.com to renew your season tickets and join head coach Urban Meyer for a new era of Jaguars football. Already a season ticket member? Renew your tickets by April 9th and guarantee your seat selection. We'll see you at the bank. Hey, Jaguars fans, are you ready to talk some trash? Well, nobody talks trash quite like Waste Pro, the official waste service and recycling partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Specializing in residential and commercial solid waste and recycling collection, processing, and disposal, Waste Pro is equipped to handle all your recycling and garbage removal needs. For service, call 904-731-7288. Waste Pro, caring for communities and caring for Jacksonville.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
Welcome back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour presented by the Duval Motor Company. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and season ticket renewals are underway. Existing season ticket members, including those on pause last season, you need to lock in your seats now. The deadline is tomorrow, April 9th. Today's the 8th, right? Yes, tomorrow, April 9th. So check for the renewal link in your email. Visit Jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000, because after tomorrow, it'll open up to those who put down deposits for new season tickets this year. They can get those seats. Mm-hmm. You're no longer the first end of the seat. So, hey, clock's ticking. Here we go. That means the season's right around the corner, too.
Not far. I'm looking forward to finding out when the league is going to make a determination on how the offseason is going to progress.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of still out there, right? I mean, they know that everybody's going to have phase one start at the same time in about a week or so from now.
Yeah.
Maybe next Monday.
I had mentioned early in the offseason that I thought that they should not even try to do – what is normal, which would have been the 14 organized team activities and then having a mini camp.
Yeah.
And that they should have just immediately started to trying to prepare and move in the direction of having a condensed one-all. So in other words, you bring everybody together for what is a week or 10 days, and then don't even think about doing phase one, phase two, phase three. And, because if you can bring everybody together for one window, then you can institute the testing and you can make things a little bit easier to handle. And if you were targeting for that, I think it would have been easier to prepare for one thing instead of kind of sitting back going, okay, or how are we going to try to implement phase two? Are we going to be able to do it? And obviously, a lot of that has to do with the negotiation process.
Oh, sure, yeah.
With the players' union.
They gotta figure that out.
But it would have been – I think they – and I hope they're doing this, and maybe they are, I don't know, that they would be pushing towards having kind of one thing, and that's after the draft sometime in June, to have a gathering of their teams and make it a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, and then just get people together and then start preparing for training camp.
We'll see you in a month for training camp, right, kind of deal. Let's go around the National Football League, and there was a trade in the league this week involving a notable quarterback. Sam Darnold traded to the Panthers for draft picks. The question now is what happens to Teddy Bridgewater, who's with the Panthers, and apparently they're allowing him to seek a trade on his own. Multiple teams are interested, but he has a $17 million base salary next year.
Yeah, he's not going to get $17 million, I don't think. I would be very surprised if somebody trades for him and $17 million. For the most part, excuse me, everybody has – their quarterback.
Yeah, sure they do.
Whether it be, you know, the anticipation of the draft or whatever, but, you know, everybody's pretty much squared away. And there's a lot of teams that really like Teddy Bridgewater, but it doesn't mean that they like Teddy Bridgewater as their starting quarterback. You can like somebody, but it doesn't mean that you have to believe that he's going to be a starting quarterback. I thought, though, that the Carolina Panthers, which were in a tough position because – they don't have a franchise quarterback. They weren't going to get one in the draft because their draft position was not high enough. That I thought that this was an incredibly wise move. I think Sam Darnold still has the potential of being a franchise quarterback. But I think that with Adam Gase in a dysfunctional organization as the Jets have been recently, there was no chance any quarterback would have went in there and had great success. And so I think what they gave up for him is very small amount, really, when it comes to a guy who could be, obviously could be as a stretch because there's some evidence that showing that he's not yet. But if he ends up being a franchise guy, the Carolina Panthers have done a masterful job. And now they've got a guy that they think has some upside. And if he's developed and they have a very good coach in Carolina, then, look, he's got a chance. And it's going to be good for Sam Darnold to get out of that New York environment and the scrutiny that essentially comes with it.
He's still young. I mean, he's going to be 24 on opening day.
Very young.
When opening day comes around.
And now and obviously last year he wasn't very healthy and it wasn't a very good football team for a lot of different reasons. And the coaching situation that they had in New York, I still am baffled as to how the Jets, and when you talk about dysfunction, you have a coach who didn't have success with the Miami Dolphins. And I don't have any personal grudge against Adam Gase, but, I mean, how do you give a guy that kind of cred and another opportunity when he just had a job and the reports out of Miami were not good? And then, but you're going to hire him to be your head coach because he's an offensive guru? Wait a minute.
This kind of brings – I'm glad you kind of went this direction because I saw a tweet today from at My Sports Update, right? Just one of those accounts. And it said the Jets and the Dolphins have done essentially the same thing recently. They both fired Adam Gase.
Mm-hmm.
They hired a defensive-minded coach loved by the players. They both traded a quarterback for draft capital. They've traded a safety for a first-round pick. They're going to draft a top five quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have double number ones and two draft picks the next year after all that happened. So it's the same blueprint that the Dolphins and Jets have done. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and hopefully the direction, because I like Robert Saleh. I like him. He's a good guy. And I hope the Jets are now headed in the right direction as a franchise. And is Miami headed in the right direction? I like their coach.
Depends on the quarterback.
I like the general manager, but exactly.
Depends on the quarterback.
It depends if Tua is the guy. Because if he's not, you've just wasted 4 years of the franchise and maybe more. Just like the Jaguars, when they drafted Blake Bortles and turns out he wasn't the guy, you end up wasting – what year was he drafted? 14.
Yep, 14.
Okay, so he's drafted in 14. You wasted 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, because really,
you
didn't draft. You didn't draft another quarterback when you got him. You passed up the opportunity to keep taking shots at a franchise guy. You know, so that's what can happen if you don't get the guy. And even though the Miami Dolphins look like they're geniuses for getting all the picks that they did, it won't matter unless Tua turns out to be the guy.
A lot of people ready to get him out of there already. You know, a lot of people have given up on Tua after 1 year.
But look, I get it because,
you know, but quick reaction league all of a sudden.
Well, look, a lot of people thought that RG3 was the greatest quarterback since sliced bread when he came out with Washington. Yeah. And it didn't have any lasting impact. And so, obviously, Tua's on the opposite side of that. You know, he's still – look, he came. It was his rookie year. He just finished it. He was coming off of the hip issue, which – would have prohibited me from taking him that high, but I think he still has a chance at being a really good quarterback. The guy's got some arm talent, and I think we'll see more of his athleticism this year, another year removed from having his hip fixed. And I hope he has great success. You know, I like his approach, and I like he's humble, and I think he's got great humility. And I like those qualities and quarterbacks because you don't always see that. But I like him. I like him. I like the way he kind of rolls.
Let's stay on the quarterback conversation, but head down to Houston, Texas, where things are busy for Deshaun Watson these days. Sponsors are starting to pull away from Deshaun Watson. Nike and Beats by Dre are both pulling away for the moment. Some of the people who have sued Watson spoke earlier this week. There's a league investigation underway under the personal conduct policy that governs off-field behavior involving players and coaches. And his attorney, Rusty Harden, filed a motion to strike a complaint filed by one of the 22 accusers asking for the case to be refiled in her real name. So there's going to be a lot of this moving forward, a lot of motions and filings and all this stuff. But it is, you know, here it is. It's still there. And it's when the sponsors start going away, that's real. I mean, not that it's been a great turn already, but when the sponsors start turning away, that's when things can really go downhill quickly for Deshaun.
Well, I'm a believer in innocence until proven guilty. And now that this has become a criminal matter, because you now have a criminal complaint, the public opinion obviously will be swayed in a big direction because of the civil cases that were filed. My biggest question is that when all of a sudden you had all these people coming out saying 21, you know, eventually got to 21. It might even be higher than that now. 22.
Yeah.
That had civil complaints against Deshaun Watson. And I don't remember exactly what the number was at, but then when his attorney comes out and says that, look, we have statements from 18 masseuses that counter what these civil complaints that have been filed are saying. My first thought was, and I think it was, 20 at the time or 18 at the time, I'm going, who in the hell has 40 massage therapists? Really?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently, somebody.
40? I mean, that right there is smoke billowing out. Or red flags, whatever you want to call it. And so in the court of public opinion, just the simple fact that his attorney found 18 massage therapists that were willing to say he was great with us, da 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 da, and then there's 21 on the other side of the fence. People are doing the math going, 40-some-odd massage therapists? Really? I mean, most athletes might have, on one hand, you'd count them 4 or 5. I mean, and most of them have 1 or 2.
Yeah, and it depends on the scheduling or the
sure.
team has
the team
a
might have a couple,
one, right.
And then, you know, you sure. may have 1 or 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
But 40?
Now, how many massage therapists did you have with the Jets in, let's say, 1990? Or was that even a thing?
We didn't have one.
It wasn't even a deal.
I didn't have one.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, right. We didn't have one.
Sports performance has changed.
Yeah, we didn't have, like nowadays, the teams bring in that, you know, that they have everybody's on staff. You have dietitians, mm-hmm. you have, you know, performance coaches, you have this, you have that.
Yes.
We didn't have any of that. We didn't even have, when I came to the league, JP, when we would go into the Jets facility in the morning, this is serious, dead serious. We'd go into the Jets facility in the morning. You had to have your own breakfast before you got there. Okay, there was no food provided.
Yeah, wow.
And for breakfast, okay? There was no lunch provided. And you were there from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. We had no cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
What we did, we would send the equipment guys, whether it been Derek or Charlie or Clay or Billy Jr. or Hamp Sr. or Mickey Rendine, we'd send these guys out to the delis to bring us back
That's
food.
Funny.
I mean, so
That's
I mean,
how it
just to go to show you, I mean, how far things have come. I mean, and now, I mean, they're tracking everything that goes into the player's body, but back then. And then on Saturdays, man, we had donuts and milk and, you know.
Not to mention the late night activities.
I can tell you.
That's a different sort of caloric intake.
I don't know how many Point Lookout deli breakfast sandwiches I had in my 6 years up there, but it was a lot of them. And it was really good. But I ate a lot of bread.
Carb up, man. You got to carb up.
I carved up way too much, JP. That's why my face was just like
That's why.
Puffed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Logs, good to see you. We'll talk to you again next week. Joe Fortunato, Brent Reaver. I'm JP Shadrick, and this is Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Digital Network.